In the village of Hatch, voters will elect two trustees. I have on the line first Peter Atencio, who is running for one of those two open seats. Why are you running for this office?
I believe I can apport to Hatch. I've lived there all my life, and I want to become a more productive member for the community, and I believe I could do so.
What,
if I'm elected for city council.
What are the most important challenges facing Hatch?
I believe one is that we need to bring in more new business into the town. There's a lot of empty buildings and a lot of businesses have dwindled down. 25 years ago, I mean, there was four gas stations, three or four different liquor stores, and every building in town was occupied with some kind of business. And nowadays, even though we're becoming more and more popular of a town because of our chili crop and all, there's only one gas station, one liquor store, one restaurant that's open past 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And my first order of business would be seeing about bringing in more new businesses into town.
And how do you plan to do that?
Well, I don't know yet. I want to see what can be done. I'm figuring as a council member, I can explore options and as to seeing about enticing the businesses to come into town.
Do you have any ideas as to why they left?
Well, for the most part, it's just the lack of work ethic or people that want to do business. You know, a lot of these businesses were owned by families where the mom and dad died off or you know, retired or whatever, and had nobody to carry on the business itself.
And why do you think that you're the best person to serve in one of those open seats?
Well, I don't think I'm the best person. You know, I would be kind of boasting if I thought I was. I just believe I'm because I've been a member of this community all my life. You know, I know the town inside out and backwards. I own quite a few properties within the town, and I care about the town's economy. That would be a reason that I believe I could be an important asset in the community.